Tom Kennedy, the head girls basketball coach with the Peyton Sherdan Rockets, joining us here today as we take a look at the 2020-2021 season. What a wild season what it was, but Coach, what a great season for you and the girls. 16-6 this year, finishing second in the Rolling Valley Conference. Congratulations on a great year, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, you know, we had a good bunch of girls, and that you know, translated in some wins, and we appreciate all the coverage you guys give us.
Coach, you guys knew coming in here you had the potential to be a really good team. You entered the Christmas break at 7-1. All of your losses to you know, really good teams, either ranked teams or teams that, you know, were just outside the rankings all season. So, good year for you. Did you kind of meet expectations? Did you exceed them? Or did you fall maybe a little short? What are your thoughts on the season?
You know, we would have liked to gone a little farther in the tournament, but I mean, it was going to be tough to beat Newell Fond, whoever ran that. So that was probably the most disappointing. But, you know, we played a very good CAM team. I don't want to, but we thought, you know, we could play with them and we, we'd have a chance with them. And we played them a close game, but would have liked to got that hump. But, you know, that would have, you know, otherwise we did pretty well. We would have liked to, you know, get Exira, but nobody got Exira, and they're going to state again. And I think he's done one of his, another great job with his girls. And so, disappointed maybe a little bit with that, but on the whole, really really happy with the season. I thought the girls gave a lot of effort, and we got better from the year before, and that's all you can ask.
Tom, you mentioned that CAM game in the postseason. I get it, where they schedule and how they schedule where you go, but for you guys, you beat CAM at home, lost to them barely on the road, finished ahead of them in the conference. It had to be disappointing to see that you had to go to their place in that regional semifinal.
Yeah, you know, you don't know how that stuff gets figured out, and I think their probably non-conference schedule maybe was a little tougher than ours. I don't know. We did play a number 4 team when we played them, but you never know how that works out, and I suppose some of it has to do with gym size and all that, and we don't have a very big gym, so I don't know how all that all factors in, but, you know, would have been nice to play them maybe even on a neutral court, but that's not the way that part of the tournament works. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do, and so we didn't make a big deal of it.
Tom, you mentioned here a moment ago how the team improved from last season, and I thought got better as this season went along as well. Where did you see the improvement coming into the year with this team?
You know, I knew that a big thing would be our turnovers, and that's always what got us when we got beat. We had too many turnovers, so for the most part, the year we improved on that, which made us a better defensive team because we could get back and play defense. So I think that was the big key to the year, was that our turnovers, we cut down quite a bit and got better handling the ball. And that was, you know, the biggest factor. And then our defense was a little better, I think, this year than last.
What stood out for you about the defensive effort this season?
You know, we just got better in our slides and our rotations, and the girls worked hard. And so, you know, we're a little, besides Danielle, we're a pretty short team. And so we had some disadvantages sometimes down there. But so I thought the girls overcame a lot of that and played really hard for me. And I was really happy for that.
Coach, you mentioned how those kids kind of played hard this year. I thought confidence-wise, they came into this season really believing they had a chance to do something special.
Yeah, I think they did. They were really excited about the year and you know, and wouldn't let things get us down and really stepped up and you know, seniors led us to a really good season. You know, they had a lot of high goals, and I think they achieved a lot of them and should be really proud of their careers.
Tom, 7-1 going into the holiday break. What stood out for you about that first kind of 8-game stretch to start the season?
You know, I thought we were playing okay. We could get better, I thought, offensively. I think we weren't shooting the ball as well as we were capable of, and I think that turned around as the year went on. But pretty happy. You know, you go 7-1, you're pretty happy. We probably were a little disappointed on how easily Exira took care of us in that first game that we lost. But besides that, you know, it was pretty good year and up to then, and so we were pretty happy.
Tom, one thing that I noticed, it seemed like early, at least from a distance every time, you know, is where I'm at, you know, covering a few games, but just trying to touch base with you after games, that a lot of times you guys got off to slow starts, but it always seemed like in that third quarter, especially, things got kind of rolling for you.
Yeah, you know, we were a slow starting team for most of the year, but, you know, I think that you know, the girls would figure out what was working for us and what we needed to do, and they usually had a good answer, and they just got better kind of as the year went on, and as the games went on, they always seemed to get a little better.
And you guys never seemed this year to kind of get into a rut or get down with a loss. You mentioned that early loss to Xyre Okrun Kimball, that never lost two games in a row this year, so that tells you that the team pretty mentally strong?
Yeah, you know, if we had a disappointing loss, we didn't try to dwell on it. We tried to move on, and I think they did a good job on that. You never want to let one game make you lose another, and I think they, you know, as they got older and in their careers and being a senior-led team, they really didn't let that happen, and you know, were able to move on and you know, put things behind, which can't let another your other loss, you know, lose another game. So really happy that they continue to get better and were able to move on to that next game.
You guys came out of the break, suffered a close loss to West Bend Mallard at home, but bounced back with that first win against Cam and a 13-point win. How much do you think that win against Cam really kind of helped keep you guys rolling in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think that gave the girls a lot of confidence. You know, we thought we could play with Cam. We haven't had much luck with Cam in my career there. And so the girls were pretty excited to get that win. You know, they're always so good, so well-coached, and they have, you know, just they have good numbers in their girls out, so... It's always a nice win when you can beat Cam, and so it gave the girls a lot of confidence that we could play with the good teams, and I think that really helped them for the rest of the year.
You guys played Collins Maxwell. They were ranked in the top five, if I remember right, when you guys were able to play them there kind of in late January. Ended up losing by 7, but were right there in that game. What did that kind of tell you about your team at that point?
You know, I think when the girls got done with that game, they really felt like we had done some things, and we could have won that game, and maybe they felt that they should have won that game. I mean, I'm sure every team thinks that. But so even though we got beat, it made us have a lot of confidence, you know, that we can play with teams like that. And, you know, and we turned the ball over in that game a little bit, and we thought we could do a better job with that. But they were a really good team. But it was a game we thought we had a chance to win, and we thought, you know, we'd like to always play them again because we felt like we could play with them, even though they were a very talented bunch. But We came out of there feeling like, you know, we could play with anybody.
Was that the best game you guys had this season, or what stands out for you as maybe the best or one of the best performances this season?
You know, it's hard to, you know, to say which game was the best. I know we had it was nice to beat Cam. That was probably our biggest, you know, mental block win. So I guess that would probably be our high point. You know, we had a lot of other, you know, good games and some, you know, where we played maybe better, but we just, but that was playing good against a good team and taking care of business when you're playing a good team.
What was the mentality heading into the postseason?
You know, we really, really thought we could, you know, play with everybody in our district, besides probably Newell Pond. I think the girls understood that would be a stiff test, but, you know, we got a real test out of the get-go. We were up, I think, 17 points in the third quarter and let Arweva come back in, and the game got really close and went to overtime. But, you know, we showed that we could, you know, settle back in and get that win, and then had a nice win against Martindale's St. Mary's, where I thought we played one of our better games. They tried to match up with Danielle and man-to-man, and you know, she's a handful for anybody. And then, you know, and then Cam, I thought we played well except for the turnovers, too many turnovers. And then they got really hot in the fourth quarter and played a really good fourth quarter and really beat us. And we didn't lose to them as much as they just beat us. They played really well in that fourth quarter. And you know, sometimes you just got to tip your hat and say they were better that night.
Coach, four of the five starter seniors, you had five seniors total. So this group of seniors has meant a lot, especially to the run that you guys made this year. But a fun group of kids to coach. I think that they buy into what you want to do and they work hard.
Yeah, you know, I really appreciate all the, you know, the 4 years they had to deal with me. And they did a good job of, you know, I think getting better each year and getting more confidence. And, you know, really had a good career for themselves. They're, you know, probably one of the better senior classes, bigger classes to go through Chardin in a while. So Peyton Chardin. So, you know, they should be really proud of their career and what they accomplished. And, hopefully they have, you know, can keep on continue to do great things in their life. And I think they'll be, you know, great kids in the future and can something Peyton Trudain can be proud of.
And Coach, let's chat just a little bit about you. You mentioned Danielle Early. What a special player she is. She is was our Rewind Basketball Player of the Year a year ago in that hunt. We'll announce that on Tuesday morning this week of whether or not she won it for a second straight year. But just a special kid. Could be really a good player in college at whatever she wanted to do, but she wants to go on and become a nurse or be in the medical field, so not looking like she's going to play anywhere. But just a fun kid to be around.
Yeah, she's a super kid. You know, as good a player as she is, she's, you know, that good a kid. And you know, I probably never coach a kid that's that talented or that good. You know, so I really enjoyed my time coaching her. You know, we would have liked to got her down to a state tournament with the rest of the girls, but you know, she had a great career. I think she, you know, close to 1,700 points in her career, and you know, that's getting up there with the big numbers, and she should be really proud of her career. And you know, and she was just, she was a good defensively. She was good offensively. She was our best ball handler, probably passing the ball. So just a great kid and a great player.
And Tessa Steimel, I thought when she first came in as a freshman, was kind of an outside shooter, but I thought she grew to be able to do a lot of different things as her career went on.
Yeah, you know, she was always has been a really good shooter for us, three-point shooter. But, you know, her strongest skill that people don't see is she is really a good passer. She, you know, she didn't like to handle the ball, bring it up, but she was always made the right decision with the ball or most of the time, and really was, you know, fed Danielle for a lot of her points and was a really good passer, really had a lot of smarts on the, especially on the offensive end of the court, just has a natural knack for making the right pass. So I think that was probably her biggest strength as the years went on is, you know, her ability to make, and as she got more confidence to make, you know, plays for us in that part of the game.
Chloe Burns, one of those that had to run the point guard role for her for a few years, but I thought as she got moved over to the two guard spot, as Carmen Pop kind of took over that point guard spot, such a great three-point shooter that I think that really fit her very well.
Yeah, you know, she is such a good shooter, and the thing about Chloe is she just did what you wanted her to do. I mean, I'd say, are you okay with that? And she'd just say, Coach, whatever you need me to do. And that's the kind of mentality she had in her 4 years when I coached her in all the sports. And just, you know, you really appreciate kids like that. And, you know, had such a good career and actually started out the year a little slow shooting. But if you look at her probably last half of the year, three-point percentage, I don't know what it was, but it was really high. I mean, she was just, you know, became a just really felt good when she was shooting from the corner that she was going to make that three. And it really helped Danielle and, you know, inside with when we had such good outside shooters and, you know, and then to add that she was such a quality kid and worked so hard for us, you know, it's going to be hard to replace a kid like that.
Carissa Stevenson, the thing that really stood out for me was, well, for one, you always saw her hustling everywhere. Number two, every time I talked to you or talked to one of the girls in a post-game interview this year, they always made it a point to bring up Carissa and how she didn't maybe score a lot, but did so many other things that helped you guys be good.
You know, she does a lot of them things that help teams win that don't always get the you know, accolades that other stats do. But you know, every hustle play was hers. Every you know, she rebounded extremely well for somebody that I might be giving her an inch at 5'3", but you know, just did everything she could. She got the most out of her ability. You know, I told her that, you know, her freshman year, I thought she's talented. I don't ever want to sell her short that she's
right.
Talented, but she gets the most out of her talent. You know, not every kid reaches the potential of their talent. And I really think she did because she worked so hard, did everything, you know, you asked and sacrificed when was for the better of the team and never really cared what her stats were as long as we were winning. And if you get kids like that, that makes you have a winning team because she never worried about her stat line. It was always about, you know, and I think she won a lot of games for us this year by just making the right play, the right pass. You know, everybody would yell at her to shoot, and she knew that the better chance was to throw it inside to Danielle to score, and that didn't bother her. I mean, she is not a bad shot, but she
right.
always knew that it was a better shot for Danielle, and so she was, you know, a willing passer.
Coach, and Hannah Bunt, the fifth senior, kind of battled injuries, it seemed like, for a part of her career. I know the knee slowed her down a little bit, but when she came in, she gave you what you needed.
Yeah, you know, there's another kid, you know, that, you know, people don't see. She works so hard in practice. You know, people don't get to see how much effort she gave in practice. And, you know, she played in games and did a great job when she played, but always had a great attitude, was always cheering the girls on when they came back to the huddle. Even if she wasn't getting to play a lot that game, you know, she was always in the game, always a part of the game. And, you know, she was just a quality kid, and I'm really proud of. I think she improved a lot. She did have the knee. She tore her ACL her junior year. You know, and that's a hard thing to come back from, and she's only a year out from it, probably a little more than a year. But, you know, you really don't recover from them that first year. But, you know, she was just a quality kid, worked hard, you know, always had a smile on her face. And, you know, you would take 10 of her if you could, because, you know, she just was going to give you everything you got.
Coach Carmen Pop, your final starter, a junior, a lot going to be probably put on her next year to be a team leader.
Yeah, she's never going to come out unless she's, to complain about that. I think she'll get her chance this year, to be the focus point of our offense. I think has improved from her freshman to her junior year a lot, and we're going to have her even step up more into her senior year. She played well, that's when our team played well. As a point guard, that's a tough position where everybody presses in girls basketball, and she got better each year, and, you know, we expect her to keep on improving and hopefully have a big senior year.
Coach Hannah Behrens, I thought, gave you some good minutes off of the bench this year. Same with Emma Stream, Bailey Anderson, and Haley Hoyle. Again, a couple of younger players probably going to have bigger roles, I imagine, in the future.
Yeah, you know, we lost Bailey Anderson to an ACL at the beginning of the year. Didn't even get to play a game this year. So she's going to have to step up next year. But, you know, Hannah Behrens and Emma Stream are going to have to be, you know, their roles are going to increase. Really good shooters. Hannah Behrens is, you know, an excellent shooter, really got a quick release for a guard. So she's going to have to score a lot of points for us next year. And then I think Emma Stream's going to have a bigger role with the ball handling, and she's never, you know, she's going to be another one of the girls that never comes out. She got to play a lot this year, was our sixth starter when if anybody would go down. So, you know, she's going to have a big year, and she got better from her freshman to sophomore year. I think she improved the most of anybody on our team from one year to the next, you know, became a lot stronger ball handler, which was, you know, as a freshman is always hard, and she struggled with that her freshman year, but, you know, and her defense improved a lot. So we'll expect that. And I think that's good said about Hannah Behrens. You know, I always told them not to worry about it, you know, just play good defense when you're in there. And I think they took that to heart. And by the end of the year, both of them had improved a lot on defense, and were a big role. And then, you know, our final player is Haley Hoyle, who's going to have to, you know, right now she'd be the fifth starter if everybody comes back. So, you know, she's going to have to, you know, see her time go way up. And she's a good kid. She'll put in the time, and I think she has some real talent. But it was a hard, you know, team to get games in as a freshman. We were so talented and deep, but you know, we'll have to have her expect big things from her, and hopefully she'll step up, and I'm sure she will.
Coach, what's the off season going to look like for you and the girls?
You know, we're going to have to get in this summer, get a lot of shots up. You know, it's going to be about developing our skill. You know, we've got to get better shooting, got to get better ball handling, and that's the kind of stuff I think you can really improve in the summer, and hopefully they'll get in there and do that with us. And they're a good bunch of kids, and I'm sure, you know, they want to keep the success we've got going. And you know, they're going to be short, so if they could grow this summer, that would really help. But I don't know if we're going to get that done. But we'll try our best and see what can happen.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all the time. I know how busy you are, so thanks very much for joining us here today. Congratulations again on a great season, and looking forward to seeing you and hopefully the girls coming up on Sunday, the March the 14th at the All-Star Game.
Yeah, you know, and we really appreciate all the support you guys give us and follow us this year, and I know our fans appreciate that.